There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. Once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.
And joining us now, Hans von Spakovsky, former counsel to the Justice Department in the Justice Department and a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Hans, good morning.
Good morning, Mary. Hi, Ben.
Good morning.
Lots of rumors running around Washington. I swear sometimes it's like a middle school cafeteria with all the rumors that run around it. One of those rumors that's getting a lot of legs right now is that Attorney General Jeff Sessions is considering firing Andrew McCabe. He is due to retire on the 18th, which I believe is Friday. Is that Friday?
15th? No, Sunday.
Sunday. Okay, so he's due to retire on the 18th. If he does, he retires, he gets his full pension. If he is fired by Jeff Sessions, he doesn't. What is behind this? Why would Jeff Sessions fire him?
Well, the New York Times story about this is that supposedly the Inspector General of the Justice Department has made some kind of claim against him that they sent over to the FBI's Office of Professional Responsibility. That's the office that investigates agents when they're considered to have done something illegal or unethical. Mm-hmm. And all of this seems to stem back from, you may recall last fall, I think there was a story in the Wall Street Journal where FBI agents claimed that McCabe had refused, had sided with the Justice Department and had refused to issue subpoenas that these agents thought were necessary to do an investigation of the Clinton Foundation. So somehow it seems, if all this is true, as the Inspector General thinks, that McCabe may have done something frankly wrong, something perhaps unethical, or that he prevented this investigation from going forward.
Yeah, he's stonewalling a judge's order to provide some documentation that has been requested by Judicial Watch in a lawsuit.
That's another problem. The odd thing about this story is that they're putting it all over on Sessions as to whether or not McCabe should be fired. But remember, McCabe was the deputy director of the FBI. Wouldn't you think that his boss, the director of the FBI, Chris Wray, might have something to say about whether or not his second-in-command should be fired?
So you think this is weird, unusual, that they would refer it all the way up to the attorney general?
I just think it's unusual and a little bit bizarre the way the New York Times is doing this story and putting it all off on the Sessions with no mention of Chris Wray
The reporting here suggests that he misled investigators about his decision to authorize, I'm reading from CNN's copy here, about his decision to authorize FBI officials to speak to the media about an investigation into the Clinton Foundation. How much of a sin is it to reveal the details of an ongoing investigation?
Well, I'll tell you, that's never done. Look, I used to work at the Justice Department. The FBI is part of the Justice Department. And in essence, we were told that the cardinal rule, and this is, you know, inside the rules and regulations, is that you don't talk to the press about an ongoing investigation. Mm-hmm. In fact, The Justice Department won't even talk to Congress, which has oversight responsibilities for the Justice Department. They won't even talk to them or give them details of an ongoing investigation.
Or ones that you've concluded, but how you worked through them. It's all very interesting. I want to shift over to something else that you're interested in and that you've been tracking for a while. There's this consideration of whether or not the census is going to include a question about citizenship. It seems kind of common sense to me that you would ask if someone's a citizen or not on the census. Why is this up for debate right now?
Well, look, it's common sense to everybody except the progressive left who doesn't want this information out there. And look, we used to ask this question. It was only in the 2010 census that they suddenly stopped asking this question. And look, if we want an accurate census, we need to know this information, particularly, look, what have we been engaged in now really for 10 years? This very vigorous, active, contentious debate about what our immigration policy should be. Well, if you're going to debate that, don't you want to know the actual number of non-citizens in the country? This should be a no-brainer.
This notion, I mean, the contention here by the left is, well, you're going to give the president of the United States documentation of who is and who's not a citizen, and then they can cross-reference that and deport people. Here's the thing, though. President Obama invented a program called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, and also and DAPA as well, DACA and DAPA. These programs were intended for the federal government to actually get documentation on illegal immigrants in order to maintain them in the country. What I don't understand the fear. Obama already created a program that tracks illegals.
Well, no, that's exactly right. And nobody. The other thing that's so I think wrong about that assertion is that. The census question in the past and the current census question, you know, the American Community Survey, which is done to a small, much smaller number of Americans all the time, it has a citizenship question on it. It doesn't ask whether people are here legally or illegally. It simply asks, are you a citizen or not?
Mm-hmm.
And so even if you're doing a census where you're asking a citizenship question, since most of the people that are going to be answering it are, in fact, here legally as non-citizens, it's not like it's going to provide this huge database for the Department of Homeland Security to use to go after illegals.
Yeah, and my question is, what's to prevent someone from checking the box that says, yes, I'm a citizen? How do you know?
Well, there isn't anything to prevent them from doing that. Of course, that's a risk you run with, frankly, every question on the census.
Well, it turns out wanting to know how many citizens are in the country, what percentage of the country is made of citizens, kind of seems like a common sense data point, but not to some people. Hans von Spakovsky is going to stay on the case, and we'll keep talking to you, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
644 here on WMAL.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. Once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long-term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.